I am speaking today on the continuation of our series about Jesus being in the Old Testament. And well, that's because he is. He's everywhere in the Old Testament. You just need to know where to look. Jesus himself said to the Pharisees, the religious leaders of his day, that you diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me, Jesus said. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. These scriptures Jesus was talking about are what make up our Old Testament, because the New Testament of the Bible, that's all about Jesus, hadn't been written yet. Jesus is telling the Pharisees directly that the Old Testament testifies about him, that it's all about him. We've seen that over the last few weeks, how Jesus is hidden in plain sight in the Old Testament. And today is no different. Today we're going to see where Jesus fits into the story of David. Now, David was the second king of Israel. After God had brought the Israelites out of Egypt, through the wilderness into the promised land of Canaan, and they had settled down, they began to bicker amongst themselves and demand that God give them a king like all the other peoples around them. So, God graciously did so and made Saul king over them. However, this Saul wasn't a good king. He didn't listen to God or search after God. And eventually, he went one step too far. And God decided that he needed a new king over Israel, a king to replace Saul. So God sent his high priest Samuel to Jesse, David's father. And God told Samuel to anoint David, who was merely a shepherd boy and the youngest of all his brothers, to be king by pouring oil on his head. David then ended up in Saul's service because he played the lyre, a stringed musical instrument that soothed Saul. David defeated Goliath when the Philistine army attacked Israel. And after lots of ups and downs, David was eventually crowned king over Israel once Saul had fallen in battle. David was Israel's best king. He followed God wholeheartedly. And apart from one very well-known incident with Bathsheba, the wife of one of his generals, he generally did good in God's sight. And God promised David that his son, his family line, would reign over Israel forever. So where's Jesus in this story then? Where in the life of David do we see echoes of Jesus? Well, when you start looking, there are many, many parallels between David and Jesus. They were both born in Bethlehem, which means house of bread or house of provision, the place where God provided for the world, both David and Jesus. They were both anointed in preparation for doing their work. David anointed with oil by Samuel, and Jesus anointed with the Holy Spirit by God the Father at his baptism. And the word Christ that we use to describe Jesus even means anointed one. They were both extremely unlikely candidates for the job. David was a lowly shepherd, the youngest of all his brothers who were passed over. And Jesus was simply the son of a carpenter from Nazareth in Galilee. They were both made ready for their godly roles by times of preparation spent with God. David, when he was tending his sheep, as we see very plainly from the song he wrote, Psalm 23. And Jesus, when he was in the wilderness for 40 days and nights after his baptism. They were both shepherds and they were both kings. David was a shepherd of sheep and a military king. Jesus, a shepherd of his people and a heavenly king. And they both, when no one else was able or willing, single-handedly defeated an enemy of God who was oppressing God's people. David, when he killed Goliath the Philistine, and Jesus, when he defeated sin and death on the cross. You see, David is what theologians call a type of Christ. The word type here comes from the Greek word typos, which means the mark or impression made on a soft substance by a blow. A type of Christ is a person, event, object, or institution that literally is an impression of Jesus. Something that in some way foreshadows something about Jesus. David's life as a type of Christ prophetically points forwards to Jesus and mirrors aspects of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and character. One explicit way that David's life points to Jesus is in his kingship. When Jesus was made king, God promised him this: "When your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. He is the one who will build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son." David at the time thought that God was talking about his son to succeed him, Solomon. And it's true that God asked Solomon to build a temple in Jerusalem, the house for his name, and he did so. But we now know that God was also talking about Jesus. Because Jesus, as well as being born in the same place as David, was actually a descendant of David through his earthly father, Joseph. And it was David's offspring in Jesus whose throne God has established forever. It is Jesus who we call the Son of God. David was the earthly king ruling over God's people Israel. And Jesus is the heavenly king ruling over his church, his kingdom, and all of heaven and earth forever. But there are some differences between Jesus and David as well. There are some small differences, like how David was an actual shepherd of actual sheep, but Jesus is the good shepherd and we're his sheep. David was a military king, but Jesus is a heavenly king. David was anointed with olive oil, but Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit. But there are some big differences between them too. The people of Jesus' day, when they read the prophecies in what we now call the Old Testament, they saw two distinct promised figures. They saw the coming messianic king, who they believed would take David's throne, overthrow the occupying Romans, and rule over Israel. And they also saw a second figure, the suffering servant, who is prophesied in none other than one of David's songs, Psalm 22. And this figure will be punished for the sins of the people. Here's an extract from that psalm to show you what I mean. Verses 1 to 2, and then verses 16 to 18. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, but I find no rest. Dogs surround me. A pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. All my bones are on display. People stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment. This prophetic poem, written by David, was seen as one of many parts of the Old Testament pointing to this second messianic figure, this suffering servant. However, just reading these lines, we can see that this psalm is actually an amazing foreshadowing of Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus' hands and feet were pierced when he was nailed to the cross. His bones were on display, and the Roman soldiers were actually cast lots for his clothing. And this was all written hundreds of years before the Romans had even invented crucifixion. And if all that wasn't obvious enough, Jesus even quotes the first line of the psalm, my God, why have you forsaken me, when he's on the cross? As if to say, look, this is about me. this is me. You see, nobody realized was that the king and the suffering servant were to be one and the same person. They were the same figure, Jesus. David was only the king. And while he did suffer as he fled from his enemies, as we read in Psalm 22, he didn't suffer for the sins of others as Jesus did. When David stood up to Goliath in battle, he didn't suffer. It took courage and faith and preparation. But he came away from that battlefield standing. Jesus, when he fought for our freedom on the cross, he didn't come out of that alive. He suffered and died for us and was then raised to life 3 days later. And there's one more key difference I want to leave you with today. And it's a bit more subtle than the rest. It's why David fought Goliath and why Jesus fought for us on the cross. This is what David said when he confronted Goliath. And here I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This very day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the Philistine army this very day to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. David fought Goliath not with sword and spear, but with a sling, so that the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. David fought for the sake of God's name, because he loved God. Jesus, on the other hand, fought Satan, sin, and death, so that we may know God ourselves. Jesus, who is God, fought and died for our sake because he loves us. David was a man who fought out of love for God, but Jesus is God, who fought and died out of love for you and me. This, I believe, is the crucial difference between Jesus and David. David was a man after God's heart. Jesus is God incarnate, and he's after our hearts. Jesus loves you far more than you can imagine, far more than David loved God, and he wants to have a relationship with you. That's why he died on the cross. In defeating sin and death, Jesus broke down the barrier between us and God. Because all the wrong stuff we do, our sin, it separates us from God because he is holy and perfect. And all of that was dealt with on the cross. Jesus took it on himself and suffered the punishment that our sins deserved. This is why he couldn't leave the battlefield standing, like David did. This is why he had to die, because his death as the suffering servant paid the price that we could never pay. And in rising again 3 days later, Jesus conquered death, winning for us eternity in heaven with a God who loves us enough to die for us. And if we accept that love and that sacrifice for our sake, that forgiveness and everlasting life and that relationship with the maker of the universe is ours, all because of Jesus. Jesus is the ultimate king, for only his kingdom will last forever. Jesus is the ultimate shepherd, the good shepherd, because only he lays down his life for his sheep. David won many battles, but only Jesus fought and won the ultimate battle when he defeated sin, Satan, and death on the cross for our sake. David foreshadowed Jesus as God's anointed king, But only Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed One, the King of Kings and the Suffering Servant, and the Saviour of the world. David was a man who loved God, but Jesus is God, and he loves us enough to die for us. That is why we love him. That is why we worship him. And that is why we follow him.